from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, December 13th. Coming up, we're nearing the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year. We'll learn how to combat seasonal affective disorder from Hannah Lonergan of the Illinois Student Newsroom in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Survivors of gun violence and those close to it are talking to Illinois lawmakers about a proposal to ban assault weapons and large-capacity magazines. Alex Degman reports.
The measure would prohibit the sale and manufacture of dozens of weapons plus magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. The 4th of July mass shooting in Highland Park prompted it. Pastor Cornelius Parks is from Good Hope and Free Will Baptist Church in Chicago's East Garfield Park neighborhood. He says the parade shooting shows that gun violence affects everyone.
Bullets have no face. It has no gender. It has no color. And it definitely now does not have a community. Now we got to stand tall and say all hands on deck.
Opponents did not speak, but more hearings are scheduled for December 15th and 19th. Democratic lawmakers hope to pass the measure during next month's lame duck session. I'm Alex Dagman.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has begun its latest Census of Agriculture. The census, done every 5 years since 1840, predates the establishment of the USDA. Farmers and ranchers can fill out the census online or a paper copy that will soon be mailed out. Mark Schleusner is with the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. He says it's important for producers to take part to get a full snapshot of crops and livestock, which can ultimately help shape the food system.
The Census of Ag provides vital information so that our good logistic system of trucking and trains can be used adequately to make sure we all have food on the shelves as often as possible.
Responses are due February 6th. The USDA will publish the results in 2024. Champaign Unit 4 families have a new option to consider as the school board tries to further desegregate its elementary schools. As Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes reports, that option would not change student assignments much.
Adding full-day preschools at Garden Hills and International Prep Academy and turning both into pre-K through 8 schools. Eliminating balanced calendar schools but adding a week of fall break to every school's calendar. Changing middle school assignments for Carrie Busey and Booker T. Washington graduates. These are the biggest changes in a new option consultant Cooperative Strategies is proposing to Unit 4. David Sturtz is an executive director at the company. He says this option responds to parent concerns.
We heard it. We want change, but not to the scale, not this quickly.
A new survey is going out to families tomorrow on this option and an old option that would provide more change. The school board plans to make their decision in late January. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
Home can mean different things for different people. A statewide student art contest is giving its participants a chance to interpret this for themselves. Christina Schutt is the executive director of the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum. She says this year's theme, Home Is, invites students to acknowledge what they've been through over the past few years.
But also inviting them to consider, well, what does home mean to you? Who is home? You know, is home that cherished loved one that you see when you come to your home? Is home that place you go to, like grandma's, where she's got the pie?
Schutt says the judges will look at the students' artistic skills and also how well their art tells a story. The contest is sponsored by the museum and the Illinois State Board of Education. It's divided into 4 groups, each based on the student's grade level. Submissions must be postmarked by January 12th. Details can be found at presidentlincoln.illinois.gov. Still to come, we'll learn more about seasonal affective disorder and some ways to combat it. That story from Hannah Lonergan is coming up next on 217 Today.
The new series Magpie Murders is a fascinating new mystery from Masterpiece. The plot revolves around Susan Ryland. She's an editor who receives an unfinished manuscript of a new novel by Alan Conway. Magpie Murders stars Leslie Manville as the editor turned amateur sleuth and Tim McMullen as the world-famous detective Atticus Punt. This series has a great cast and an ending that will shock you. You can stream the entire series as a friend of WILL. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. As the darker days of winter set in, people affected by a form of depression known as seasonal affective disorder may have a difficult time adjusting. Hannah Lonergan of the Illinois Student Newsroom has more.
While his music may be loud and energetic, guitarist and Champaign resident Aaron Heath prefers complete silence when he meditates. He says meditation is a way of keeping a routine when his seasonal depression gets overwhelming.
I'm just mindful of it. You know, I meditate almost daily, clearing the mind, trying to get sunlight, and just trying to maintain a positive outlook.
Heath is just one of the estimated 10 million Americans that struggle with seasonal affective disorder. That's a type of major depression that worsens with the change of seasons. Experts say the disorder impacts people in northern states like Illinois more than elsewhere in the country. According to the Yale College of Medicine's Winter Depression Research Clinic, common symptoms of SAD include changes in appetite, weight, and sleep patterns, along with a lack of interests in activities they may usually enjoy. Heath says he began to experience depression during the winter months in his 20s, but he had no idea SAD existed until about a year ago, at the age of 45, when he went looking for answers online.
You know, I just typed in, you know, I feel sad and depressed during fall and winter, and it just kind of popped up, you know. But yeah, I wouldn't have known about it if I wouldn't have did a Google search, though.
Dr. Paul Desson, the lead researcher at the Yale Clinic, says there isn't enough awareness about SAD.
Human beings really are seasonal animals. And in fact, sometimes because we all feel worse in the winter, we have difficulty getting people to understand that seasonal affective disorder really is a serious issue.
Desson says SAD can arise from many factors, including geography, genetics, gender, and ethnicity. He also says it's different from the typical winter blues. While many people experience the impairing symptoms associated with SAD, Desson says a smaller number might have severe enough symptoms to be clinically diagnosed with major depression. And alleviating depression takes work. Dr. Sally Weinstein, a clinical psychologist at the University of Illinois Center on Depression and Resilience, says her first step in treating new patients with seasonal depression involves figuring out what makes them feel content.
My first goal is really trying to get a really clear picture of what they're experiencing right now. We're not only trying to reduce the symptoms that they're experiencing and reduce the stressors, but also to enhance strengths and enhance positive activity.
Doctors like Desson and Weinstein also recommend bright light therapy for adult patients. They say exposure to a medical-grade light box before 8 a.m. each morning may reduce symptoms. And Weinstein says people who address the root causes of their depression can improve their mood.
It's really encouraging. Depression tends to recur. And so it's really helpful to see patients gaining these tools and being able to feel more effective in their ability to manage their moods.
Weinstein says treatment might not completely cure SAD, but she encourages people who deal with it to learn all they can. She says they need to know they're not alone, and they should know that help is available. I'm Hannah Lonergan, Illinois Student Newsroom.
For more information about treatment options for seasonal affective disorder, visit the Yale Winter Depression Research Clinic's website at medicine.yale.edu. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have mostly cloudy skies today with a chance of rain late in the day and a high of 46 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco, Emily Hayes, Yvonne Booz, and Hannah Lonergan. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.